Good morning, a Thursday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Let's start with Rick Bright. Alan, ousted vaccine official to warn of darkest winter if virus returns without better response. Our window of opportunity is closing, Bright said, ahead of his scheduled testimony before Congress today.
Well, look, the whole name of the game here is for the scientists to say what their expectations are. And then you have a president who is just so focused on winning re-election that he has to open up the economy. The other thing about him is he knows that Americans want to get back to work. So he figures he hasn't got the science on his side to open up the economy. Maybe he can harness the energy of all those people who want to get back to work and make them into Trump partisans. To some degree, he may be successful. We do see that there are some groups that are very angry with the governor and with others, and they try to tie up traffic. But it's just stupid because the science is the science. We have to first keep people alive. That's what the governor says. This is Governor Cuomo, of course. Number one is, no matter what you think about getting back to work, and I agree that all of those things are terribly important to get the economy going, no matter what you think, in the end, if you're dead, you get nothing. And death is the ultimate worst thing that can happen to people, I believe. So in any case, you know, the scientists should be believed, and the president and his political people really are to be condemned for this. It is a horrible thing that their personal political needs come before the needs of the people, as evidenced by what Fauci and Bright and all the other scientists have to say. Look, they could fire Bright, but they're having a much tougher time firing the most popular man in America, Dr. Fauci. And what he did and what Bright did is go to the press the night before and say what they're going to say, because then even if they get stopped, there is evidence in the written word. It's all down.
Meanwhile, as the coronavirus rolls on, says the AP, Republicans hit pause on new aid. Businesses are going belly up. Tens of millions have been laid off. And by some measures, the U.S. seems headed for another Great Depression. But Republicans surveying the wreckage aren't ready for another round of coronavirus aid, instead urging a pause. I even saw that Mitch McConnell was worried about the debt.
Well, that's funny, because the Democrats have always been the people who are accused of running up the debt. When Bill Clinton was president, he did admirable work in this area, bringing it down. And now we have a Republican administration which is raising it up. So the chutzpah, the gall of Mitch McConnell, who is the enabler of the president, the guy who ran it all up, to accuse others of raising the debt, is just extraordinary. He's the man in power. You know, he's a point or two ahead. When I last looked, I don't know what it is today, in the Senate race in Kentucky. But that would really be quite something if he lost.
Let's go to the Michael Flynn case for a minute, Alan. A judge has appointed an outsider to take on the Justice Department. It was an astonishing move, says the New York Times, in the case that the department wants to drop against Michael Flynn, President Trump's, of course, former national security advisor.
Well, hooray for the judge. What can I tell you? The Justice Department has sold out completely. The Attorney General is a disgrace. And it looked like everybody was going to shrug one more time and say, okay, well, that's Trump and that's the way he does things. But along comes a courageous judge and says, we want to take a look at this thing. Let's see what's going on. So the judge obviously knows. He's gone as far as he can go. There are appeals. There are people above him. But right now, this judge has raised a red flag, and he has said, there's something that stinks here. We're going to take a look at it. He may not have used those words, but I got to tell you, it's a critique of William Barr and his Justice Department.
Alan, what do you make of Mike Garcia, who won the competitive special election in California's 25th congressional district? He's Republican. It was a Democratic district. There was a scandal by the previous woman who was holding the seat, Ms. Hill.
That's right. Look, David, this is a tough one. You know, at this stage of the game, Democrats should not be losing elections, in my opinion, because of the fierce anti-Trump sentiment that exists in states like California, New York, Massachusetts, blue states. However, as you just mentioned, there was a scandal, and scandals are often followed by a correction. Somebody who says, no, we don't like our congresspeople engaged in sexual dalliances of one kind or another, and therefore we're going to punish the party. That's too bad, but that's the way that it goes. So I would say that this election may well have been an aberration, but we'll see based on what's coming up in November.
Alan, I'm wondering if you saw Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, AOC, was knocked off the Working Family Party's ballot line Tuesday after the left-leaning party failed to collect enough signatures to make the Democratic Socialist incumbent its standard-bearer. Queen Supreme Court Judge Philip Hom ordered the Board of Elections to remove the congresswoman from the line after hearing a legal challenge filed by her Democratic Party primary opponent, Michelle Caruso Cabrera. The WFP blamed a condensed petitioning period during the coronavirus pandemic for the ballot debacle. The Working Families Party, from them, a statement, is unwavering in our support for AOC, and we believe the congresswoman is a leader in her district.
Well, yes, David, no question that this woman has excited an awful lot of people. The other thing that you should know about judges, judges, quite frequently, are also political appointees of one kind or another. They may get elected, but they are basically put in by the powers that be. And the powers that be don't like AOC, that's for sure. There's a rhyme there somewhere.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, with us. Hang in there, everybody. We're here.
And one more thing, David. You know, we said thank you, thank you, thank you yesterday for everybody who made this radio station whole one more time. I want to say it again. It doesn't go away in a day, those thanks. Wherever you are and whatever you've done, we thank you. And anybody wants to do a little bit more, because we're still hurting, as everybody else is, you can stick it in an envelope and send it to 318 Central Avenue, Albany, New York, 12206. You know what? We've got to keep this thing going, and we thank everybody for everything they've done.